In these editions of the Me'a Shiloach, on page Chav Gimel, Lech Lecha, Mi'aretzecha, Mi'miladetecha, Mi'beis Avicha, El Oretz Asher Areka. El Oretz Asher Areka, says the Me'a Shiloach, Ki Avraham Avinu Alav Hashalom Haya Goydel Tshukasay Leida Mokaim Dveikus Chiyusay Eitzel Hashem Yisbarach. The meaning of El Haaretz Asher Areka is not just a particular landmass geographically. It means a spiritual place and a spiritual condition that each of us is capable of achieving. And in the case of Avraham Avinu, he wanted to know, how far can I go? Where can I be vis-a-vis the Ribbono Shel Olam? In the words of the Me'a Shiloach, translated into English, he wanted to know the makom, the exact place of where he, as a human being, with what you might call the essence of his life, where the life essence of Avraham Avinu would be capable of having the maximum closeness, the maximum cleaving to Hashem. Leida makaim dveikus chiyusai eitzel Hashem Yisbarach ad heichan magia. How much am I capable of being bound up with you, the Ribbono Shel Olam? How much of my persona, how much of my life, how much of my essence is completely wrapped up in you and taken up by you and connected to you? V'amulai Hashem Yisbarach El Haaretz Asher Areka. Because Baruch Hu tells him that in essence the answer is it's limitless. Hainu Dveikascha yiye b'makayim hanikra asher areka. You're clinging to Hashem, you're being attached to Hashem, is boundless. And so it's described as El Oretz Asher Areka. Your spiritual achievements are not constricted by any gvul, by any boundary. And those achievements are all about what kind of a person you are, how getlich, how godly you are, meaning how much it is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit in every breath of your life. You're attached to Hashem and you're in sync with what Hashem asks in that very moment, in that second. You're with Hashem, for Hashem, and He's by you, you're by Him. And the depth of it, and how profound it could be. El Haaretz Asher Areka. There where I'll show you, which means it can constantly increase. It can go ma'ala mala ki ein loy saif. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is known as, ein saif. And what the Me'a Shiloach is saying is that it's possible for a person to always come closer, always have more dveikus. B'chol pam yisra b'lecha yoyser v'yoyser ha'arois ha'einsof, Baruch Hu. That you'll have greater sense and greater, more profound perception of the power, the infinite light. And that the cleaving of your essence will become deeper and more powerful in its connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, he adds, V'zois timtzo be'eretz Yisrael. And this kind of a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with that dveikus, where it's constantly capable of increasing and constantly becoming deeper and wider, there's a particular place in the world that's mesugo, that's best suited for that to happen. That's not to say that it can't happen in Chutz La'aretz, But there's a place on earth where that attachment from this world to the other world is most easily, if not easily, but most attainable, where it can be affected, and that's Eretz Yisrael. But until this last moment, when the Meish Shalach was talking about El Eretz Asher Arako, he didn't mean terra firma. He's not talking about territory. He's not talking about the geographical space. He's talking about a place where a person's neshama reaches, so that every aspect of the person is involved through his neshama with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, dveikus, a clinging. He is cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, in the next piece, Vayiven Shom Mizbeach LaHashem Vayikro B'Shem Hashem. There, we are talking about Avram Avinu after he has arrived. And the pasuk says that he came to this spot, Bein Beisel Uvein Ha'ai, Beisel Miyom Ha'ai Mikedem, Vayiven Shom Mizbeach LaHashem Vayikro B'Shem Hashem. The Targum on Vayikra B'Shem Hashem says that he was in prayer. He davened, Vitzali B'Shmo D'Hashem. Vayikra means that Avram Avinu was praying. What was he davening for? What was he praying for? That's the first question. And we find later that after he goes to Mitzrayim, he comes back to this very same spot. After he returns from Mitzrayim, he comes right back there. El amokim asher osa sham barishayna, and then again vayikra sham Avram b'shem Hashem. And as Rashi says, it doesn't only mean that he had earlier davened there, but it can also mean that he davened there again, a second time, when he came back after he had been in Mitzrayim. Let's see what the Meish Lech tells us about this, what he was davening for each time. Nisayin harishon shel Avram Avinu hayalach lecha. That was the first Nisayin written in the Torah. Before that, there may have been the Nisayin of Ur Kasdim, but written in the Torah, the first Nisayin is lach lecha. Hainu, anius v'tzimtzum. As Rashi describes, when a person leaves home and travels and doesn't even know exactly where he's going to try to set new roots in, this, it's very, very, very difficult. There's the loss of financial means, yeah. Reputation. No one knows who you are. You don't easily raise a family or have children. So this is anius. And then the anius becomes even more profound when there's ra'av, when there's famine. Anius v'tzimtzum, constriction and poverty. That was his first nisayon, his first test. Ki bezeh tzarecha adam lehisbar re'tchilo. That's the first test the person has to have. The challenges of not having it easy materially, and the way to become pure and show what you're made of, that's what lehisbar means. Lehisbar means to be pure and to show that you are completely pure. That is to grow and to grow and to grow by being tested and showing that you are passing the test. L'hizbara t'chila shalo yisra'im al Hashem yisbarach chas v'sholom. To prove himself by showing that he has no complaints, that he has absolutely no sense of complaint, he has no argument with what Hashem yisbarach has done. As we would say, right? No, tainus. Achshe bikesh me Hashem Yisbarach shalayav echas v'shalom ledikduke anius. But what he did ask for, and what he was davening for, was that I should just not go to that dire strait of poverty where a person simply cannot abide religiously what it is that God is doing to him. He says, don't take me to such dire straits where I would be pushed, God forbid, to be anything but wholesome to you, where I would be slightly rebellious or slightly questioning of you. Please don't bring me to such a difficult state where I would begin to even question anything you've done. Tremendous madrega, tremendous level of piety in which Avraham Avinu says, I want to be so attached to you that everything is good and everything is acceptable. This is, in a sense, a continuation of what we saw a moment ago in El Haris Asher Areka, where he says, I want to be attached to you and I want to be comfortably attached, where if I'm missing something, I don't feel it. And if I feel it, I don't feel it to the extent where I would question, where I would be able to happily accept what I don't have. Please don't bring me to dikduke anius. It shouldn't be so dire that I would ever question, that I would be mavir al das kainai. Ve'ikur dikduke anius haynu misha einar sameach b'chalkai. Dikduke anius, he says, the main ingredient is not that it's so difficult, that you're so tortured or pained. The person's pain is very subjective. Dikduke anius is misha einar sameach b'chalkai, someone who's not satisfied with his lot, whatever that might be, and wants something more than is absolutely needed, wants something that's a bit luxurious, even if it's something everyone else has or something we've gotten used to. That's maiserais. That's something more than what's necessary. That's excess. V'alzeh tzorach levakesh me'Hashem yisbarach. Shaloi yisave lemaisres. We have to daven. Avraham Avinu was davening. I should not need and have a felt need for anything more than the minimum that a person needs to live. As Yaakov Avinu, his grandson, said, "V'nasateli lechem leechol ubeged lil baish." I should have a piece of bread and a shirt on my back. What more do I need? That's what Avraham Avinu is now begging the Rabbeinu Shalom to help him in this nisayon of anius and tzimtzum. And that's what he was davening for. That was what he was praying for. Vayivin shem izbeach l'Hashem vayikro b'shem Hashem. That's what the tefillah was. The tefillah was, you're telling me to travel. You haven't told me to stop. He's going to continue to the south, halach v'nasayah ha-negbo toward Jerusalem. He now knows he's in Eretz Yisrael. He's in that area where Hashem wants him to be. He says, I'm going to continue. I'm going to be losing more of my possessions. I will not gain anymore. I will be bereft of anyone knowing me. No one will know who I am. No one knows me here. No one will know me where I go. And I have no children. Please, don't cause that it be so difficult for me that I become slightly questioning, God forbid, unfaithful. That was what he was davening. Meiseres, anything more than the minimum necessities, I shouldn't want, I shouldn't care for, and I shouldn't feel that they're missing from my life. K'meshikosav b'Yaakov, v'Yaakov ish tom, Yeshev Aholim. And Meshelech explains, Ishtam means Hainu Shahoya Sholem Benafshai. Tam meaning from the word Tamim, Tmimus, having completeness, and feeling that there's nothing missing from my life. Sholem Benafshai Mibli Shum Taiva Lamaisris. Everything's good. I have what I need. I'm able to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom with what I have. It's adequate, or even more than adequate. Rak kifi retzayin habayir yisbarach, kain yikabel ba'ahava. Whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom wants me to have, That's what I lovingly and thankfully accept from him. And with that, I will endeavor to serve him. That's the midah of Yaakov when he was Ish Tam. And that's what Avraham Avinu is asking for, to be helped that he continue with that midah and that it not be challenged by him, Chalila, being in such dire straits that he has anything less than perfect satisfaction and equanimity before God. V'chein hoya tefilos Avraham Avinu al v'shalom b'nisayin harishon. This is what Avraham Rishon is davening for in this first nisayin of Lach Lecha. Shehiya sameach b'chalkai. V'lo yieloi dikduke anius. And that he not have the challenges of such dire straits that could cause him to be maver al das kainai. V'zeh perush v'yikro b'shem Hashem. That's what it means that he davened. B'shem Hashem, meaning for the sake of Kavod Shemayim. Don't cause me or let me be so challenged that I should not be whole and pure in my dedication and in my constant devotion to you unquestioningly. Haynu she'anias lo yavirenu chas v'shalom al das kainai. Because after all, the Torah doesn't say what it was that he was doing with Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. We understand building a Mizbeach and using and being Eved Hashem on the Mizbeach is to be an Eved Hashem and it's to serve Hashem. But Vayikra B'Shem Hashem means that he called out something. He asked. L'chair, it means that he asked for something. He called B'Shem Hashem. So what is it? So Rashi mentions bringing, you know, Chazal tell us from the Medrash that it's because of the Nevuah, Asidin Banav Lihikashal Sham, Alavain Ochon, because the Muhammad and I would at first be lost because of Avain Ochon, and he's Mispalel for the Bnei Yisrael in those times to come, in the times of Yeshua Benun. But in simple Pshat, it's about him. He's davening about his circumstances, and he's davening for the sake of Kavod Shemayim, that it not be diminished, Chalila, that it be strengthened, and that he not be maver, not be moved to leave or in some way compromise his devotion to Hashem Yisbarach. Ba'al Kain, Kishechazar mi Mitzrayim, Nemar, Va'avraham, Kaved Ma'oid. It says that he had so much that the wealth he had gained in Mitzrayim, so to speak, was kaved, meaning was weighty. There was a lot that he had. He had now, reading from the Pasuk, Vavram kaved ma'od b'mikneh, b'kesef u'v'zahav. So he has great wealth. He has flocks, he has sheep, he has gold and silver. The Lashon is kaved, which means heavy. Meish Lech says as follows, Hainu achashen izbarer ba'anius, the bearer gomor, he already had proven pure in devotion while in the state of one stricken with poverty, now, Nemar Kaved Ma'oid. Here, in the case of someone who has wealth, it says that he was challenged by having the wealth, and it caused him to experience the wealth with Kvedus. Loshen Kvedus, meaning it's something burdensome. It's something weighing down on Avraham Avinu's conscience. It's weighing down on his sensibilities. It's concerning him. Now his concern is, what will happen with my being a wealthy man? Now that I have all this wealth, will I be proper? Will I be correct in every aspect of my life? Ketfilas Shlema Melchal Vashalom. Rosh V'ayishir Al Titnli. Where he says, don't cause me to be in any of the extremes, neither extremely poor nor extremely wealthy, because I'm concerned with the Nisyonos. So the first Nisyon Avraham Avinu had was Dachkos, Anius and Tzimtzum. Now he comes back from Mitzrayim, and he has wealth, which he sees as something kaved. It's something that could weigh him down and worries him. And that's the attitude one needs to have. One needs to be concerned that they should not change their character. There should be no haughtiness, no gaiva. There should be as much compassion as ever before. And now, acting upon that compassion, one should be giving charitably from that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed one with, and so on. So now, where he had been mevarer his midah with the nisayon of Anius, he's going to be mevarer his midah with the nisayon of Aisha. Ubeloit loy nemar loshen kaved. When the Torah tells us that Loit also had become quite wealthy, the Torah says vegam leloit ha'hilech es Avram ha'yotzayin uvakor va'ohalim. But it doesn't say kaved, says the Meishalech, because Loit wasn't worried about it. Loit wasn't concerned with being, you know, wealthy to the point where, you know, maybe he won't be proper, and maybe he'll lose some of his refinement, his humility. This is not on Loit's mind. He's not concerned. Rak nemar v'gam l'Loit ha'elich ha'savrom ha'yo. He also had tzayin v'akuv v'aholim. V'ein v'ha'ya l'shon simcha. V'ha'ya is always used v'lashon tayv v'lashon simcha. Ki l'ha'ya by shum yira klal. He wasn't worried. He wasn't scared about what could happen to him, how he might be corrupted by having too much wealth. Didn't concern Loit. Nashein kin ba'avrom k'siv kaveid mipnei ha'yira. That's what was Avraham's concern. So it was kvedus. It weighed down upon him. This new wealth weighed upon him and caused him to say, I need to be concerned. I need to be careful. Al kein ksiv vayelech l'masa'ov. Therefore, the Torah tells us he went back exactly the way he had come. He went back exactly following the same path, staying in the same inns, in the same way stations that he had used when he had gone down to Mitzrayim. Because he is going to be using the same humble homes or inns in which he had stayed. He's not going to the 4 or 5 star hotel. He's going to the same humble inn. And he is not going to take advantage and say, well, now I have all this wealth, so I'm going to be, you know, staying, I'm going to partake of my wealth and benefit. No. And he did this because he understood that it is challenging, and he wanted to begin with a proper disposition toward his success and to his wealth, and be aimed in this nisayon. Higam atahoye misyarei mehashirus. Keniskel El, he was very concerned. And it weighed upon his heart. What will I be? How will it change me? I must make sure to be better, closer, finer in my service of Hashem, and not in any way affected by this material wealth. V'chein birer b'chol inyonim. And through this, he was mevarer, meaning he showed himself and became, through action, one who had become pure, and pure in his devotion to Hashem, unqualified, both in times of dire poverty and in times, conversely, of fabulous wealth. We may even suggest that that's the reason why he davens when he comes back to the same place. There where he had davened in Ai, between I and Basel, that he not fall victim to dikduke anius, and to how that could be maver adam al das kainai, He now goes back to the same place, fabulously wealthy, and says, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, help me that I should be able to be whole and pure in my relationship with you, that the Ashirus should not compromise my spiritual status and my spiritual attainments. So what we now see is that he went back and davened again in that place where he had davened to know how to behave and how to maintain himself as a poor man. He went back and said, I need to daven in the same way and in that same place, how to be successfully an Eved Hashem as a wealthy man. All of this is because what he's looking for, as we read in the first piece, is Dveikus Bashem. Leida Mokoim Dveikus Chiyusei Eitzel Hashem Yisbarach. To know what about him, where in his life, and what about his personality, his life force, how can it be completely, completely connected with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in all circumstances? And so the test that he had at first was that he would be tested if he could be Davuk Bashem Mitach Anius and Simtzum, and then he was tested if he would be Davuk Bashem Mitach Ashirus. But in all instances, what does he want? As it says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Va'ani Kirvas Elohim Li Toiv. I just want to come close to you. Hashem Yisbarach says, you can and you will. El Eretz Asher Arecha. There where you'll be able to achieve closeness more each day. But that doesn't mean you won't be tested. And then immediately Avraham Avinu is tested. First in Anius, then in Ashirus. And throughout, Avraham Avinu was able to maintain this Dveikus Bashem, which was his raison d'etre, throughout, so that his lifelong pursuit of something that you and I would call happiness was not material well-being, but the pleasure that lasts, which is being connected to Hashem. That is what he wanted, to be connected to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that's the happiness that he sought. And he had that happiness both when he was poor and when he was rich. That's El Haaretz Asher Areka, that place where a person achieves that kind of Dveikus B'Hashem in all circumstances. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu, he can go, and he can find that place within his life, that circumstance of who you are and what you become, where you are Davuk B'Hashem in all times, and in all places, and in all circumstances in life.